Game day. Game day.
Get our seats.
Yeah! Touchdown! Yeah! That is the exclamation point.
Hello?
It's $5.
Yeah, have fun in your box.
I can't tell you how sick I am. I can't tell you.
Big fan. So, this film in a nutshell, it's about fan, naturally. He's a big fan. It's about a character, this character who's he's a bit of a loner, he's a bit of a loser. He seems like he's in his late 30s, mid-30s, and he's still living with his mother at the beginning of the film. And his only passion in life is football, and rooting for his favorite football team, and watching all their games, and buying all their merchandise, and calling in various radio sports shows and giving his opinions on his team and so on and so forth. That's his passion. Anyway, he has the opportunity to meet his idol at a bar. Him and his friend, him and his only other friend, who is also as equally obsessed with this football team as he is, they see their favorite football player at a gas station, and they decide to follow him into this bar. And the real conflict of the film begins when the main character approaches the football player. The football player misinterprets our main character's advances and ends up beating him savagely. And essentially, the rest of this film is the aftermath of this beating. You know, on the one hand, he's a big fan of this guy. He's his hero, and he loves the team. The team is his life. And on the other hand, he's pressured by his various family members into pressing charges against this football player, and doing so would cause the team to lose or have their reputation be lessened. Anyway, and that's the main conflict of the film. It's a pretty simple story. There's not much to it. As you can tell, it actually doesn't follow the usual narrative structure. It does, but it doesn't. It's unique in that respect. Anyway, on to the review. Bit all over the place at times, and the story unfolds differently than most traditional films, but it still manages to be interesting and entertaining. It's also pretty well acted overall, and funny. Patton Oswalt plays an unusual character. You never quite know or understand what his deal is. He's kind of a loser, but not really, as his life, as pathetic as some may see it, satisfies him thoroughly. He's so comfortable living in squalor that even when he has the opportunity to change things, mostly for the better, he stubbornly refuses, mostly to the detriment of his own physical and mental health. The ending was also quite something. Hilarious, yet disturbing. Totally didn't see it coming. A few things I didn't buy. The act of violence that sets off the whole chain of events was poorly shot and edited. There are also some illogical moments in the film, mostly those dealing with police and how they handle things. I also didn't quite buy the very end. Surely that character's mental state was such that the punishment would have been significantly reduced, if not outright dismissed. But those are only slight quibbles. It's an enjoyable, frequently hilarious film with good performances. It's also pretty well shot for the most part, and different in an interesting way. Worth seeing. 3.5 out of 5. But when worlds collide.